This is KCUR 89.3. The results are in, and for the first time in years, Kansas City Public Schools have received a high enough accountability score from the state to qualify for full accreditation. But the state board is unlikely to grant it, at least not this year, because some districts actually got a boost in the ratings because students didn't do as well in Missouri's new harder assessment. KCUR's Ellie Moxley spoke with new KCPS Superintendent Mark Bedell about what that means.
Accreditation is a multi-year process. It's going to take time for the state board. They want to see continued improvement. I mean, what are you expecting to happen at the state board meeting in December?
Ultimately, to share with them the progress that this school district has made. We know that we have to do a better job of telling our story and presenting a counter narrative to what people believe or what their perceptions are of our school system. We also know that, being realistic, that there are areas in this school system that we have to do a better job. And so just making sure that there's some balances and checks in place, we think that if we are doing these things well, it gives us an opportunity to talk to the state about, hey, next year, if we hit this 70% marker, you know, we are going to apply for full accreditation.
There's the hold harmless factor, and it's my understanding you guys would have been just a little bit lower if not for that hold harmless number. I mean, does that enter into your calculations? Does it mean you guys have to work a little bit harder next year now that you'll be on the same assessment system 2 years running?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. I mean, and we do have to do that. I mean, you want to make sure that in anything that you do, that you're getting it based on pure performance of your students, how your students are performing, how the district has performed in terms of delivering that instruction. You know, so I tell my students, you know, I understand that you all come from a very difficult background, and I don't want people to use that as a crutch as to why we can't educate our kids highly.
Now, I know that with a lot of the changes with Missouri's assessment and testing systems, new standards, that the bar would be considered higher in a lot of ways with some of these new assessments. How have you guys dealt with the challenges of new standards and new tests and still been able to make some of that progress?
Well, it's been difficult because it's a moving target. Every time a standard changes, you're in a situation where you're having to rewrite curriculum. And so you just continue to stay focused.
Now, tests and assessments are obviously just one piece of the state's rating system. It's my understanding that one of the things KCPS has been doing this year has been making sure that they're tracking students that are leaving the district. Can you explain a little bit more about that process?
Yeah, absolutely. We're a district that have a 41% mobility rate. Some of these kids end up leaving and they go to other schools, but if we don't get a transcript request from the schools that they're going to, we still remain the district of responsibility. So what we have to do is ensure that as we look at our attendance rates, we put an attendance monitoring system in place this year. When kids are coming up missing, they're missing more than 3 days, which will allow for us to not have situations where we're having to try to figure out where kids are at the end of the year when that number may have piled up and it's much more difficult to find students.
I mean, why wasn't it done before?
From my understanding, the school district was in the position where they were just fighting to not be taken over by the state. We can actually breathe a little bit, right? We can breathe, and now we can say we've done that. We've gotten the system to a point where we can actually now really put some systems in. And I also will tell you, I believe too, everybody's different. I'm a different superintendent, and my system, I know, works. It's a proven system. So most superintendents will come in, and they tend to bring in their own systems.
I know something that you were adamant about when you took the job was the fact that you wanted your kids in Kansas City schools. And does that change the conversation you have when you're talking to people about who are maybe sitting there on the cusp? They're Kansas City residents. They want to stick with the schools, but maybe they're a little nervous.
The fact that I'm trusting this school district with my 3 kids, and so not only do I get the accountability piece from you all, but then I have to go home and hear it from my wife and my kids. We recently had a half a day for Halloween, right? And so the attendance rates weren't where they needed to be, which was a concern of mine. But then my kids felt like, you know, this half a day, we really didn't get much out of it. So I only have these kids for 175 days. So when I hear that from my own kids, that's the same advocacy that I have for the other 15,600 plus kids in this school district.
Anything else you'd like to add, Dr. Bedell?
You know, we talk a lot about being transparent here under my leadership, and my central office personnel understand that every department there's an accountability. That's my expectation. It can't be central office versus the schools, central office versus the community. This has to be a situation where we're all together and we're all in this together, and we're all held accountable for the results of what happens in our schools.